Do you disagree with the Vice Admiral, Deputy Director?
Not entirely, my lord. The increased activities Vice Admiral Rancid alludes to could be the result of holovids transmitted from the Carrion Spike. Compnor surveillance and investigation operatives in several sectors have noted an increase in both anti-imperial propaganda and mobilization among malcontent groups. ISB is making arrests and interrogating prisoners in various imperial facilities in an effort to learn the identity of the culprits. As odd as it sounds, my lord, we have also been receiving intelligence from the Crimora Syndicate, which apparently shared some nefarious affiliation with the criminal subcontractors who operated Findar's fueling station. The Emperor steepled his fingers.
My instructions to Lord Vader and Moff Tarkin were to make an example of the shipjackers, not to allow the shipjackers to make a laughingstock of the Empire's intelligence chiefs.
Turning his hooded gaze on Rancid, he made a beckoning motion with the fingers of his right hand.
Enlighten us as to what you would have us do, Vice Admiral.
Rancid cleared his throat before beginning.
My lord, rather than engage the dissidents at the present location, which Governor Tarkin has yet to make known to us, he proposes waiting for them to plot a course to their next target and ensnaring them there.
In fact, Vader and Tarkin had made the location known, but the Emperor kept that to himself. Instead, he said,
given that they have successfully escaped each such attempt, just how do you propose to ensnare them?
By utilizing interdictor cruisers, my lord, precisely placed to yank the Carrion Spike from hyperspace short of its destination system and reversion point. Governor Tarkin assures us that any jump from the dissident's current location will require at least 2 reversions to reach potential Imperial targets. Thus, interdictors can be positioned in advance of the Carrion Spike's arrival.
The Emperor looked down at Kren Blistervani.
The requested interdictors are being developed as part of the Deep Core Security Zone, my lord. Fond of wearing flamboyant hats and frequenting the opera, Blistervani was a relative newcomer to the ruling council, but had already proven an asset in blazing hyperspace routes into the Deep Core star systems. I hasten to add, however, that the ship's gravity well projectors have not been tested in scenarios of this sort.
The Emperor mulled it over for a moment, then looked at Rancid once more.
Tell me about these potential targets.
Permit me, my lord,
Rancid said, gesturing to the star map and amplifying a portion of it.
Our main concerns are Lantilles, from which we have already repositioned many of our resources. Also the Imperial facility on Kartal, and Ice Station Beta on Antivi. An attack on Tanab, though on the Perlemian trade route, would earn the dissidents more condemnation than praise, as Tanab's agricultural projects feed billions in the mid and outer rim. The same holds true for an attack on Garrus because of the university, though there is also an Imperial facility on world.
Rancid paused.
Do you wish me to go on, my lord?
By way of answer, the Emperor glanced at Ison. As I've said on countless occasions, my lord, the fleet is already too scattered. On the Admiralty's Council, the Navy is now redirecting resources from as far away as Rothana and Bothawai.
And at the risk of repeating myself,
Rancid said,
Imperial interests must be protected.
The Emperor spent a long moment studying Ison and Rancid, stretching out with his powers to discern alignments, configurations, some syzygy of events. Then his thoughts turned to Vader and Tarkin. He appreciated how well they were working together, but he began to wonder if they were perhaps too close to the details of the dissidents' scheme to recognize their ultimate objective. One needed to have a safe remove, as he felt he had, gazing into the 3D representation of the galaxy he had made his own.
How Plagueis would have mocked him for allowing himself to become personally involved in such a seemingly trivial matter. But then his master had never foreseen that his one-time apprentice would become Emperor. With a subtle gesture, he signalled Mos Amida to join him on the podium. When the Shagrian arrived, he said,
"Tell me again how the cache of communications jammers was discovered on Mercana."
"One of Imperial Security's assets was tasked with investigating the find by his case officer," Amida said, in a little more than a whisper.
The Emperor considered this.
"His ISB case officer, here on Coruscant?"
"Yes, my lord."
The Emperor collapsed the steeple he had made of his fingers.
"Summon them, Vizier. I suspect some benefit will accrue from my speaking personally with both."